What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hot day for a couple of weeks. Tuesday, supposed to be 75 degrees a week from now, lows in the low 60s, even upper 50s. So fantastic. A couple of happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Maureen. A big one today. So we love you. We'll see you tonight for dinner. Unfortunately, Phoebe won't be there, which is sad.
Yeah.
She wasn't there for my birthday last year either, but she just went back to school. And but we'll be seeing her, unfortunately, this weekend, because she was supposed to move into her new house with three of her friends, and it was not ready by move-in day, so she just moved there, and we'll be taking all of her stuff in a U-Haul this weekend at some point, and we just don't know when it is, and it's just like,
That stinks to have that like looming over your head.
It does.
Ooh.
Especially for Maureen, because she does everything. So.
Yeah.
Well, you guys should do a belated birthday celebration at the end of all of that.
We will.
Oh, yeah. You can do that over there.
Yeah.
Unless you get kicked out, because I usually got kicked out pretty fast on move-ins. It was like, okay, you're good. Bye.
Yeah. Last weekend, we were going to get kicked out because it was 301 day.
Oh, okay.
You familiar with this?
No. So, I acted like I did, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I could
like,
tell.
I got you. I could say no more.
I can tell because I do that all the time. I'm like, that's a fake acknowledgement. Oh, 301, sure.
Yeah, sure. I know that thing.
Yeah, I remember my 301.
That's when they do the 3 to the O to the 1.
So I never heard of this because I didn't go away to college, but Greek life is such a big thing, and I'm sure they have a version of this at every school, but during the rush week, you can't do anything. You can't go on dates, you can't drink, you can't smoke pot, you can't do anything, and then at 3:01 p.m. on a certain day, all bets are off and you get to have fun.
Oh.
So that was last Saturday or Sunday or something.
College kids are funny, aren't they?
Yeah, but we're going to be stuck there.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, we have to get the hell out of here.
Because, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I was that way with my dad. I'm like, all right, we're done moving in. You can leave. Bye.
Yeah. It sucks.
I mean,
Phoebe is, you know, I always say she's my mean child just because she has a backbone. She stands up for herself.
Sure.
I'm glad. I'm glad my daughter's tough. But she's a sweetheart, but you can tell, you know, it's like, hey, you sad to be going back to school?
No.
Yeah, crying myself to sleep every
night.
Can't
wait for you guys to leave.
Yeah. And then you have a birthday?
Yeah, it's my niece Catherine's 12th birthday today.
She's 12?
She's 12. She's in 7th grade. It's crazy.
That doesn't seem correct.
So happy birthday to Kat and Maureen.
Yeah.
Does not seem correct.
No, it does not.
I'll take your word for it, though, Rach.
I know. I mean, it's blowing my mind. Like, I'm just like, that can't be right, because if she's 12, how old does that make me?
Yeah. Wait till full-ass adults make you think that. And you're like,
I always ask my mom what made her feel older. Her age, my age, or the grandkids' age. And she always said it was me. That I'm her baby, and the fact that I was 50, 55, 60, whatever it is,
that always got to her.
I get it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think that's how it is with my parents and my sister. Because she's like you. She's the baby. She's, you know, they were 42 when she was born. So, like, that one kind of really hits home. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's 35.
I like how my kids and I are set up because it's on the tens. So, I turned 60. Nick turns 30. Phoebe turns 20. And it just, it'll...
How'd you do that?
Continue to be like that.
You planned that?
The great spacing of unintended pregnancies, you know.
I'm like, Dave, you had a plan. You schedule that
so
out.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll turn 61, Phoebe turns 21, you know, it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I dread her 21st.
Why is that?
Oh, just because of the drinking thing. You know, like they drink 21 shots. Which
oh,
seems
because of the celebration. Because I'm like
physically impossible.
I'm like,
but,
yeah, you're in college. It's
no, I'm sure it's not going to be that much different of a night.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I know a lot of people who are like, my drinking career ended when I turned 21 because I had just gotten it out of my system by then, and then it was like, oh, well, now I'm supposed to do this. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I don't know. Who knows what will happen?
Yeah, but she's already talking that way, and I believe it. Yeah. I mean, that's one. Like I grew up. Hearing, I don't know from who, because not my parents, but hearing about, like, you know, in Europe, kids drink, like, their whole life.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
therefore, and they don't do the binge drinking thing
very
much.
They don't binge drink.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well. Yeah.
They're definitely not like we are in that regard.
Yeah.
I have a theory. I think it's mostly true. Obviously, there are always exceptions. But I think every year you go in college, you party less. Mm. And you screw around less. You know, like mostly the freshmen are like, woo, because you're free your first time. And then the second year, you're like, yeah, all right, cool. And I'm going to party. But I got this work to do, man. I got to keep pushing this. And then when you get to be a senior, you're like, I don't want to do that. I got to graduate, man.
That's why it was so weird for me, because in college, I was very religious and playing sports. And I didn't drink at all. And then in law school, about halfway through law school, I went through a bad breakup and got mad at God, decided I wasn't religious anymore, and was going to just drink my face off. But I didn't know how to do it, so I would, like, drink 50 drinks in a night or something crazy and end up throwing up orange juice and vodka on a curb somewhere. And so that was a weird one for me.
Yeah.
Good story, Dave.
Yeah, that's well, I mean, you summed it up.
Thing.
That was a weird one, yeah.
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 Not going to argue that. You win.
Orange juice and vodka.
Oh. Bogey South, sitting on a curb, just throwing up puddles. It's like,
I mean,
you just have no idea.
Is that near the top of the list of the worst ones coming back out?
I would think the orange juice is
that's
pretty,
what I mean,
like,
the acidic.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything sweet. I remember waking up one time with lemon drop throw up all over my acid wash jeans. There's a country song for you.
There's your 90s for you right there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Lemon drop's yummy.
Acid wash jeans.
I like the lemon drop as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I woke up, woke up on my bedroom floor with my acid wash jeans still on and covered in lemon drop.
Oh, man.
Yep. Trying to remember when the last time I did a shot was. Mm. I cannot recall.
I'm trying to think. Mine hasn't been that long ago because I really don't drink anymore. I'm not sober by any means, but it's like I don't have an appetite for it.
Yeah,
and I don't have a lifestyle for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not hobnobbing or bar hopping or jet setting or any of those double hyphened words. So, but I dread everyone I do. Like, every shot I take, I dread.
Well, just don't do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're always in situations like that. Like, I haven't said in 40 years, hey, let's do a shot. So it's always someone else doing it. So depending on the situation, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm always willing to do it. When was your last shot?
I think maybe like 2 years ago at like the Cardinals game. I went to a Cardinals game.
Taking shots at the Cardinals game.
No, it was at like patios or something before the game.
There you go.
Yeah. Thought Rachel was going to say 2 hours.
Yeah, you know, okay, what time is it now? Okay.
It was always bad for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was just not good at it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing, if you're not good at it, it's nothing
not
to
a bad
be ashamed
thing.
Of.
No, yeah. Not a bad thing.
No.
To be bad about
all that puking and all that stuff, that's all big reason why I never did that stuff.
It's smart.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't any kind of moral stand. It was just more like, I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was some good friends with John Hewlett, public announcer at Bush and Casey, of course. And we're on the same baseball team now, so we're talking more often. And I started watching his TikToks. This is a long way around to get to this topic. But John is driving out to Phoenix for some reason. I'm guessing something with one of the girls. And it's going to take him 3 or 4 days. And he is in Oklahoma City doing little TikToks from his hotel. And he was talking about how he's typically a lead foot guy. And if it's a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, he's going to go 75, maybe 78. And he said that this trip, if it's 75 miles an hour speed limit, he's going 72, which is a real Dave Glover thing to do. And he summed it up exactly how it is for me. I get so stressed out about what time Siri says I'm going to be there, and I have to beat it. And if you go a little under the speed limit, I'm sure there's a pretty easy mathematical equation for this, but okay, you get there 20 minutes later. Not a big deal. You can just stay 20 minutes longer or whatever. But driving under the speed limit, letting people go around you, being, you know, not like driving 45, is just so much more relaxing and chill. And he's really enjoying his drive. And I totally get it. Feel the same way.
It's a great metaphor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never going to try it.
You're just going to drive as fast as you can?
Well, no, I don't do that either. But I like being in open space, so I'm going to try to find it.
Ah.
You know what I mean? I don't like other cars around me. I don't like other cars coming up on me. I don't, you know, if you want to pass me, that's fine. I don't care. I don't want anybody to my sides. I'm trying to find a space. And when I find that comfortable space, I try to stay in it. And if that means going 80, I go 80. If that means going 65, I'll go 65.
I remember driving to Florida one time with Nick and being so proud because no one passed me the entire time. Like, I was the fastest guy from St. Louis to Florida.
All right.
I look back, I'm like, what?
Yeah, you didn't win a prize, did you?
What a douche.
Did you get a prize?
Like, oh, I don't know if you knew this, but no one passed
me the
entire time.
Nobody passed me the whole time, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like 53, you know, like, God.
You're like shaking Nick awake, like, did you see that? They tried to
that
pass.
That guy tried, and I gassed it.
It didn't work.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Busy on the stream. You can stream us and watch our beautiful faces on Facebook and YouTube. Let's see here. Dave Hines, our actor radio buddy, announces that he heard from his agent and he's not going to be in the new Lord of the Rings.
Dang it.
Boycott.
Boycott.
I wanted
That's
to come on
saying.
Set and all that. Dang it. No, I'm bad for you. I don't care about me. I could be a hobbit.
I wanted him to be gone.
No, I'm a dwarf.
You would have been cast
I'm Gimli.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You just walk on to say hello to Dave, and they're like,
you're a dwarf.
Who's your friend?
Yeah, instead of an axe, he has a back scratcher.
No, the axe is the back scratcher. Yes.
See what else. Matthew asking how my baseball team is doing. Thanks for asking. Doing well. Coming up on the end of the season. Winning record. There's another team ahead of us. It's so funny. It's like competition. It doesn't matter whether you're 8 or 78. You know, there's a team that we don't like, and they recruit all the new young guys. And so like, it's just so funny to me. But going into the playoffs, I won't be playing because you have to have 8 games in. We had 4 or 5 rainouts, and you can't bring in ringers. Not that I am one, but that's the ringer rule. But I'm all ready for next year. I'm excited.
Nice.
Looking forward to it.
Into a whole off season.
Oh, you know it.
Training.
Yes.
The whole like Rocky montage.
Well, you're going to know because you're my coach.
Okay,
so
let's go.
You'll be there for all of it.
Let's go,
not
man.
Not teaching myself anything.
We'll be working on that VBA.
Yes, we will.
That vertical bat angle.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're going to attack angle to the launch angle.
He's a pretty good coach. I don't like to admit that, but he's a pretty good coach.
Why don't you
have done a very good job with those flies I was having trouble with ever since I started taking his coaching.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm swinging at them.
And he's hitting them.
I'm hitting them.
What else? Oh, Jake is in Bentonville, Arkansas. Cool.
Nice.
Good, good. I have a take on Andrew Bailey becoming the new co-deputy director of the FBI. And this is not a hit on Andrew Bailey. I know him a little bit. He's always been respectful and kind to me. He's obviously a smart, accomplished person. That's not what this is about. But taking someone who, to my knowledge, has never even been in the FBI and saying, you're going to be second in command. Here's my take. Stuff, and when I say stuff, I mean the S word, must be so much easier to do than I think. Right? Like, if someone came to me, like if a friend of mine got into the White House and said, Dave, I like you, I trust you, I want you to be my co-deputy director of the FBI, I would laugh in their face. Are you kidding me? I don't know anything about being an FBI agent on day one rookie. How am I going to run this thing? But that makes me a normie who doesn't get appointments like that because I don't get the game that it doesn't matter.
Or does it? I mean, I use this analogy all the time because it hits home with people. What if the Cardinals said, Kevin Wheeler, you're our new front office man. You're in charge of the whole team. You've never worked for a baseball team. Yeah, you've been around baseball. You know, you kind of have you played a little bit a long time ago. And you get to run the show now. You're in charge. You've never worked for a team as a scout. You've never coached. You've never managed. You never played in the professional ranks. Here you go, buddy. I think most of Cardinal Nation would lose their minds.
Mm-hmm. They would.
And rightfully so.
They would.
Because while I feel like I know a stuff, I've never done any of those things. I've never done any of the things you would say would qualify you for that job. So if you would get mad for your sports team doing that, hiring someone with no relevant experience in that field,
analogy.
Then why would it be okay for anything else?
Yeah, I mean, the older I get, though, the more I look around and notice that this is just kind of the way it works.
Uh-huh.
Whether your dad knows somebody at the company you're trying to get an internship at. I mean, that's just usually what it boils down to is like, hey, I'm a rich and powerful person and you are my friend who does favors for me. I'm going to reward you with a wonderful position. Mm-hmm. Like that seems like that's how it happens most of the time.
And what I find fascinating is, isn't this exactly what the swamp is?
Right.
It's just people hiring their friends.
Yeah, good
point. It's just people hiring the people they know. Now, you like different people than another party might like. So maybe you're saying, I don't like their people because they're their people and I like my people. Well, that's a different thing. But if you're talking about what the swamp is the good old boy network. It's the hire friends and, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back and I'll do you a favor and then I'll give you a job and then you can do me a favor. Like, that's what we hate about what DC is, what politics is. But we only hate it when the other team does it. We don't hate it when our team does it.
But does it matter that much? Tulsi Gabbard knows a little more than me about national security, and she's the national security director. She's the person you see on Jason Bourne movies who knows everything about everyone and one of the most powerful, knowledgeable positions. And Tulsi Gabbard is that. And we haven't been invaded by China.
Yet. Nah,
I mean,
again, but you don't know there's a problem until there's a problem, right? I mean, that happens with even really what you would call qualified people, right? I mean, 9/11 happened. We didn't have people in those positions then that were just pulled from some random field that's only loosely related.
Yeah.
But maybe part of the problem even then was what I'm talking about is you're not hiring the best people. You're hiring your people. You're hiring your buddies. You're hiring people that see the political world the same way you do. And if that's the cycle we want to break, and it's been a cycle that's existed for a long time. This isn't new.
Yeah.
Right? It's not new to do people political favors. It's not new to put friends in high places. Maybe that's why stuff doesn't work very well. Maybe that's why we have problems that don't get fixed. Because when my team gets in there, all my guys are going to be in there. And then when the other team's in there, they're going to do it. And instead of just like, you know what?
Professionals.
Who's good?
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Who are the ladies that are going to get this job done because they know this stuff better than everybody else?
You need to listen to this show because we're doing nothing but spitting wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
on everything.
Again, if you would advocate for me to run the Cardinals, then you can advocate for some random person who has qualifications, but not specific qualifications.
You have every bit as much background to run the Cardinals as Andrew Bailey does to run the FBI.
I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good analogy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday. I was watching TV today, and a Culver's commercial came on, and it said, Culver's, we love our guests. And I thought to myself, maybe the manager does. The assistant manager probably doesn't. The line cooks don't. Like, I got to the point when I was working at Mr. Donut, Senior Donut, that everyone who walked through the door I hated. You're just making me fry donuts. Now, maybe Culver's is better because, like Chick-fil-A, they find a better quality of employee.
They are the nice. They're the closest thing to Chick-fil-A as far as just, like, niceness and, like, accuracy and courtesy and stuff.
Granted.
Absolutely.
Granted. And the lowest would be the KFC downtown at Olive and Tucker. Can you briefly tell your story from today?
I mean, it was just a mess. Like, just don't go there. It's just a disaster at all times. There's a new staff every time you walk in, and they're all making chicken for the first time. I waited an hour for our food today because
there was a guy making threats.
There were several people making threats, actually. At two separate occasions, there were people making threats. Not about that the food was taking so long, because that would have been me. I mean, I would have been about there. But just, like, threats to each other or threats about, like, there were, like, a couple of guys who, like, seemed to, like, have a disagreement outside, and then they took it. You know how you, when you get in a fight, you take it inside.
Yeah.
They seemed to specifically go inside the KFC just to start a fight with each other, and, you know, one guy kept insisting to the KFC staff member, who did not care and was like, yeah, I'd like to see that happen, was like, you better fix this or I'm gonna, like, you know, I'm gonna beat this guy within an inch of his life. And the KFC guy's like, that's fine, I don't care. That's the difference to me. And it's and then the whole time we waited for just like this mush of food And it's like, isn't really, this fresh? Didn't you pull this directly out of the fry? Why is it so mushy?
Yeah. It was quite mush.
I no longer have like a defense for it.
Speaking, so is this the last straw?
For me, it is.
I'm not the one
who goes down there.
Yeah, I have no interest in returning to there.
There you go. We've now crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah, Rubicon has been
crossed olive.
KFC, you finally pushed us too much. Yeah.
They're like, we've been trying to get rid of you guys for years. You threatened to leave a million times.
Andrew, you know what this means, though. If we're going back down there again, you know I'm going to be giving you crap.
Yeah, KFC is treating like us the way that like I treat people who are like, yeah, I'm never listening to this show again. And I'm like, yeah, right, you'll be back. You'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. KFC's doing the same thing to me. They're like, yeah, right.
In Andrew's defense, he's been on the KFC departure for a while.
Yeah,
like I've had to convince him to go a couple times.
If we go again, we make Amy Mark scores right. Because yeah. she kept saying
Amy go for it.
I did too, and I was like, "This I'm fine." I was like, "This I'm fine with."
I wouldn't do that.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great radio bit for Amy to go down and order KFC, but I don't think she would survive.
Yeah, it might be an actually unsafe prospect.
Or she would turn the whole place around.
I think that's the most likely scenario.
She'd have them all working together.
Yeah, having like singing songs.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They kept saying, we're holding on all the chicken. And I was like, I know. It's back there. I want to be holding it, but you're holding it.
We learned a new term.
That's the key problem that we have here.
Downtown, holding chicken means cooking chicken.
See, yeah, it means that the chicken's being cooked.
I think I figured out this, though, and I just made this in my head now. I don't think they mean like holding it like physically, like we're holding on to it. We are on hold for the chicken. We are holding, like we're waiting
on the chicken.
Yes, but when you say, I'm holding all the chicken, and you're the employee and I'm the customer, I'm like, that is how it works. Yes,
yeah, you are the chicken. Give me some.
You are the chicken supplier. I am the chicken demander. And so, Rachel, at one point, I know you heard the guy going, so we're holding all the chicken? And then the people in the back are like, well, what are we supposed to do? And he goes, I don't know, but I know we're holding all the chicken.
Mm. Now we're going to cause people to go just to see it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
What if it becomes a tourist
spot? If I had the option, I would not have gone today.
Also, speaking of Andrew and restaurants, the world owes you an apology. Now, 50% of adults are ordering kids' meals because of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're right to do so.
What, are you not allowed to?
So this was pre-Kevin being on the show.
Yeah, he used to go to a barbecue place where I used to go buy it for my mom on the east side, and he would go in.
Which is gone now.
Sit down. Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
Go in, sit at a booth like normal people, and just straight up order the kids' meal.
Right.
Yeah, so the kids' meal at this barbecue place, which is gone now.
Was big.
It was big. If you ordered like a kid's meal pulled pork sandwich, you'd get a full-size pulled pork sandwich, a full-size side, a cookie, and a little tiny baby drink, and it would be like very much cheaper.
And they did not for that.
And they did not care if you did it.
In a sit-down place, it's bad.
Well, it's not a sit-down place.
Well, you were sitting down, though.
So you order at the counter. It's a counter service place, and they have tables you can sit if you'd like.
I think mean is if you're at a place where they can clearly see you're not with a child for the kid's meal, like that's kind of the faux
pas. It's like if you go through a drive-thru and you get it done, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have at any point said, you can't get the kids'
meal. That's a good point. Do they say it like, did it say anywhere on the menu that like it's 14 and under?
They changed it. Talked about it.
Yeah, they did eventually change it. But, yeah. I mean, for years, I would go there. My parents would go there. My wife would go there. We get the kids' meal. They could clearly see I'm pushing 40 and not under the age of 12. And they'd go, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, some places are cool. If they're cool with it, then you should be cool with it. But, like, if it says it, yeah, then don't.
It reminds me of I'll always see TikToks of, like, parents taking their kids out to eat, and they'll go to, like, let's say like Texas Roadhouse, and they'll all split one entree and like cut it all up, and they get all the free bread and the water. They're making lemonades out of the lemon water and the sugar packets.
That's fun.
It's like, well, on one hand, it's like, I get it. Like, you deserve to go out to eat and have a nice meal. But whenever you're like, that's your thing, is being like, look, we're basically scamming this restaurant. Like, that's a bit.
And if the restaurant has a problem with it, it is on them to tell me, no, we can't sell you that. Come on now,
see,
you're 36 years
opposite.
Old. Because by that logic, I could go in and go, I think I'd like this sandwich for free.
We just got back from vacation. It was the whole family together. And we went to dinner this one night at a medium place, but it's a medium place in a vacation resort town.
Right.
So I laid down probably three bills, but I just wanted a burger. I was kind of tired of I'm going to have the fish tacos. So I just wanted a burger, but it was like the cheapest thing on the menu, and I ordered it sheepishly. And it was like an $18 burger.
That's nothing to be sheepish about.
And other people are getting lobster and stuff like that, but I always feel that way. I feel like I'm troubling people. On DoorDash, if I just wanted a Happy Meal, they will bring it to me.
Yeah.
And I will tip them as if it were a real meal, but I feel like I need to buy an extra cover item.
No, because when especially if you're like DoorDashing McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
McDonald's in particular, and a few other fast food places do this, but they won't even know what's in your order. Because it's all like sealed up in that bag, you know, that they have the tape over it or whatever.
The driver won't know your order.
Yeah, the driver doesn't even know what the order is, and McDonald's may not even know that it's DoorDash. You know what I'm saying? I guess they would theoretically, but they don't care. They have to make it either way. And the DoorDash people, it's kind of the same thing. They're like, whether you have a Happy Meal plus six cheeseburgers that you don't want and you're just going to throw away, it's the same to them. They're just, it's like, hey, he wants a Happy Meal.
I had an interesting DoorDash thing happen. Not as interesting as a baby in a diaper delivering my food, but I ordered Taco Bell just for me, and the bag was huge and heavy, and Priscilla, I think was her name, Priscilla H, had three big, giant boxes of Taco Bell food, which they put in with mine. And so I just took mine out, put it back on the porch, thinking the driver would be like, oh, holy hell, I don't have Priscilla's food. Maybe I left it at Dave's house. But they didn't. The next morning, it was still there.
It was in the bag?
Priscilla and me were in the same big bag.
That is the Taco Bell problem. That's not the driver.
Okay.
The driver did not know of the existence of Priscilla.
So I could have just eaten Priscilla's food.
Yeah, you could have just eaten Priscilla's food.
Yeah, what happened to it? Did you just leave it out?
I just threw it away. Yeah, the next morning got up and it was still there.
That's
tragedy. Was it a guilt thing?
Tragedy.
Should have kept that indoors just in case.
But yeah, that was Taco Bell put your food in the bag, and then also, because the DoorDash people don't bag the food. That's the Taco Bell bags all the food.
Yes. Joe says the driver will know what's in the order. It lists every item on the app for drivers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can see what's in it, but you're not
you don't care.
You're not looking in the bag going everything in here. Because those stickers that McDonald's puts on are ripped at all, that can get you in big, big, big trouble because then.
Gotcha.
Then that could
like you're messing with food.
Well, right. What those stickers are like anti-tampering stickers. Like, you can be confident that no one has messed with your food or stolen any of your French fries or whatever. Because
my biggest DoorDash problem lately is my food smelling like weed.
I mean, that's just, yeah. That's just, nothing you can do about that.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply. When
I shouldn't complain. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Hey, Andrew, can you hear me? Can you take a look? Everyone, take a look at your phones. I just sent you guys a photo.
Uh-huh.
And it is of me covered in one of my bear blankies with a fat boy.
I knew it was a
brownie
fat boy.
Ice cream thing,
ice
right?
cream sandwich sitting on it. Because Nick's always talking about fat boys. He's talking about his fat boy obsession.
What is fat boy?
I only have one fat boy
in my life.
and it lives up to its name. It's big and fat. The chocolate parts of it are like brownies.
Yep.
And you talked about it incessantly on vacation. So I got a box and I sent a picture of it to our buddy Trish Gazelle, who was disgusted that I have an unwrapped ice cream sandwich laying on a big, furry, hairy blanket. And so we're doing the Dave and Trish thing and laughing back and forth. And I send it to Nick and I'm like, hey, I just sent this to Trish. She's disgusted. Do you have any reaction? And being Nick, he just says, you're playing a dangerous game. And I sent it to Phoebe and she had the same reaction. Do you guys react like that to this?
What's the... I don't quite understand. What's the disgusting part? Just that it's so big?
No, that it's on the blankie without a wrapper underneath it.
A wet substance on a hairy substance.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do that. I just don't like... I wouldn't like the idea of... First of all, I think blankets are in general just kind of dirty.
Yes. And mine are especially so.
And like, I don't like the feeling of like when you get like a little hair or a little fuzz or whatever in your food.
Unlike
so I would probably, well, I mean, you got the sandwich on the blanket. I don't know. Maybe you like
touché,
it.
Touche, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I would not do this myself, but it also doesn't like really draw any sort of reaction out of me because I've met you.
This is getting better.
I mean, I'm not trying. I'm just saying like... Like his KFC drumstick on the table, the bare table in the break room, and then it's just like, oh, okay, well.
Well, table's different.
Doesn't bother him.
I would put it on the bare table before I would put it on the blanket.
A table that hasn't been sanitized?
I wash that table sometimes.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I've run a napkin over it once or twice.
I don't know what I expected when I started this out.
I just can't move past the drive-by.
Oh, yeah.
You just got clocked.
I'm like JFK in Dealey Plaza. It's a beautiful day in Dallas, isn't it?
I thought she was going to end after, I don't really have much of a reaction. And then she kept going.
Why did you not just take the picture like while you were holding it instead of putting it on the blankie?
Because that's the way of my life was
living. Because he rested on the blanket, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure that's the plate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's its spot.
So right, where's the wrapper then?
Did you throw it away?
I threw the wrapper away in the kitchen.
You got to keep the wrapper for a bit.
Nah.
Man. That ice cream will leak.
That's the other thing, too. That ice cream's going to start melting and going everywhere.
That ice cream didn't have a chance to melt.
The fat boy went down in 3 bites. Those things are good, dude.
They are good.
I think they have a chocolate chip cookie version, too.
Ah.
Where do you get them?
These places called grocery stores.
I wish to try them. I've never been.
He's like, I only been to the gas station.
Never touched the stuff. Only they don't have it at McDonald's. I've not had it.
I shop at the gas station.
Yes. Yeah.
What is this schnooks you talk of?
If it ain't McDonald's or KFC, you can't help me.
But here's the kind of gross I am. As soon as Trish, the initial disgusted one, said, ooh, I knew what she was talking
about. Right, right, right.
I wasn't like, what?
What's the issue here?
Just not enough to keep
that's
me from
not
doing
an electric
it.
Blanket, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that would be crazy.
I could have had
it's already melty, right? I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah.
Those blankies get
no,
hot.
No. Now, in my defense, I only sat it on my blanket.
Just for the picture.
To take the picture.
Yeah.
But I was also too lazy to get a plate.
I get you. I wouldn't be a plate there. It would be either the wrapper or a paper towel.
Yeah, I would do the wrapper, fold the wrapper out, lay it down, and then you can.
Gotcha.
Because then that's going to catch. Because then, once that catches all the extra melted chocolate and ice cream, then you get to lick the wrapper clean. Which
that's
is like
a step too far.
Come on now. Now we're just being silly.
Well, the fat boys don't really have a messy wrapper, from what I understand.
Not this one.
Yeah, this one didn't have anything because it didn't make it.
No.
Yeah.
That wrapper was
I'm with you. Whatever ice cream I'm eating, it's got no chance to melt.
No. No. I'm not a savorer.
I will say I tend to get lower quality ice cream sandwiches that melt very fast, and the chocolate kind of comes off on
the
your
ones
hand.
That are like it's like a frozen dairy product, not ice cream.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, yeah. It's called like
now who's getting shamed?
It's called no. I'm with it. I fully admit they're called like lovely good times instead because they legally can't call them ice cream. Frozen fun item.
It'll remind you of ice cream. That's for sure. It's time I got back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.